Yes, it's Gardening Talkback time, and I'm joined by the wonderful Judy Sharp. Hello, Judy.
Hello, Amanda.
Nice to have you. Now, today, what are we going to talk about?
A lot of things to pick up, and, you know, the bugs are starting to emerge. I found them at home.
Oh,
how naughty are they?
How rude of them.
How rude of them, it sure is. So, you know, different things I found and different solutions to them. So then we might talk about the lawn, which Simon mowed for me last weekend. We need to fertilise hibiscus and grevilleas need to be trimmed.
We've got Karma from Merriweather on the line. Hi, Karma, how are you?
Wonderful, thanks, Jude. This beautiful weather, I've got to be wonderful.
Oh, it is. It's a lovely
Hello,
weather.
Karma. What can I help you with today?
Right, I have a pawpaw tree with masses of pawpaws on it, getting higher and higher. Someone mentioned that I put a niche in the thing that grows up?
The trunk.
That's it, thank you, the trunk.
Yeah.
It may stop it growing. Is that correct? I don't want to stop the tree growing, but I just want to slow it down.
Why are they suggesting that, Karma? I'm a bit curious about that one.
I have no idea. They said they had them growing, and that's what they did and stopped them growing taller, so I don't know if that's true or not.
Right, okay. Yeah, well, I think it would either be true or break it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't want to break it because it's thriving.
No. Look, Karma, I'll do a little bit of research on that. That's a bit of a mystery one to me. And perhaps next week, if you tune in, I'll have the answer for you, I hope.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I just don't want you to go cutting that trunk without
confirmation. I've got about 40 pawpaws on it. They're getting large and large. I have been eating them off for breakfast nearly every other morning. It's great.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Karma, will you tune in again next week? And I'll do some research. At the moment, we've got other callers piling up, so I can't do it right now.
No, that's okay. Thank you very much.
But don't get that saw out and cut into it.
Oh, no, we can just put some little cuts in it, little niches in it, not really saw into it. No.
Yeah. Well, also, too, there might be other listeners tuned in that have an answer, too.
Wonderful.
Okay. Thanks, Karma.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Okay, next we've got Jim from Adamstown Heights. Hi, Jim. Hello. How can we help you?
G'day. What's the best way to get rid of clover without killing the rest of the lawn?
Aha. Uh-huh. I'm glad you've rung about that today, Jim, because my son, Simon, he mowed my lawn last weekend, cut it right back, I got to tell you, but he's very particular when he does it, and it was covered in clover. So he sprayed with a product called Dart.
All right.
And that's good. It won't damage the lawn.
Oh, righto.
Yeah, Dart, D-A-R-T.
Right, yeah. So, I tried other things, but they just kill it.
Yeah, no. Try and get some Dart. It's all multi-turf.
Righto.
And both those products are safe on buffalo. So
righto.
It's Dart or multi-turf.
Righto, I'll get that.
Yep.
Wonderful. Thank you
very much.
Solve that easy and give us a ring back.
Thanks, Jim. Have a good day.
Ta-da.
Bye. Hi, Gavin. How can we help you today?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
That's all right.
A few years ago, my daughter planted an apple tree, and we've since planted a second one to cross-pollinate. The apple tree's got some branches that are growing really close to ground level, and they're a bit of a pain to mow around. I was wondering if you could trim, now's a good time to trim them off, and is there any treatment needed to be applied once you cut the branches, like the low branches off?
Right, okay, Gavin, can you just answer a couple of questions for me? How old is that tree?
Oh, I'd say between 2 and 3 years old.
Right, okay. So at that age, they start to bear fruit on the spurs. Or on older laterals.
Right.
So fruiting wood is encouraged by allowing the laterals to develop on terminal branches to remain uncut until buds form. Then shorten them if necessary.
Right, okay.
That sounds a bit complex, doesn't it?
Yeah, so basically don't cut them off close to the trunk.
Yeah.
Is that how I'd interpret
yes,
that?
Yes, definitely, yeah. Because
right, okay.
You're talking about 2-year-old fruiting, so that's the answer. So fruiting wood's encouraged by allowing the laterals to develop on terminal branches.
Okay, yeah. No worries.
So if you cut those terminal branches off, you might not get fruiting.
Yeah, right. Oh, I might leave it a few years perhaps.
I think so, Gavin. Yeah, definitely.
All right. And when I do trim any, I get like a lot of fine roots that come up from the base out of, almost out of at ground level. Is it okay to cut those fine branches off?
Look, I would imagine so, Gavin, but you seem to be very successful growing an apple. They don't do terribly well in this area, so...
We've had two, and they've been about the size of a small tomato.
Oh, right.
They're not, yeah. If you define that as success, well, yeah, we have been.
Yeah, well, look, you know, maybe at the moment, just leave them alone to grow a little bit, I think.
Yep, right. No worries.
Good luck with
Thanks
that,
very
Gavin.
Much.
You're
okay,
welcome.
See ya.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Hi, Dave. You want to talk about weeds?
Yeah. How you going, Judy?
I'm very well, thank you, Dave.
Not too bad. Not too bad. Listen. First of all, I'd love for you to meet my mum. She's a garden nut herself. She used to be a part of a garden club up in the country, and she used to open up a garden and have garden days where people would come and walk through the gardens. And I've been trying to get her into listening to you via the app, but she's not of that computer illiterate, so, but anyway, what I want to talk about, I've got in the backyard, it's a mixture of Kaikuya and cooch,
right?
But I've noticed in the Kaikuya, I'm getting what they call, I think mum called it, crawling oxalis,
right? Yeah,
what would you suggest to use on that? Well, and look, I'm getting a lot of winter weed through as well, like I call it rubbish, winter rubbish,
yeah, I know what you're talking about, winter grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's time to spray that now, of course. And I was talking a little while ago that about my son just gave my lawn a pretty hard cutback. And he's sprayed with DART on that occasion. But you can use multi-turf.
Righto. I did go to a garden place there at East Maitland, and there was another weed with a bigger leaf, very similar to oxalis.
Right.
She called it crawling Charlie. I assume it's the same family. I don't know.
but it's definitely not the name of the weed, is it? It's probably what she's called it.
Yeah, but she gave me DART to use.
Right, okay.
It didn't really knock it.
Oh,
made
okay.
A little bit sick, but didn't really knock it.
Right, okay. Well, Simon's
since then
just...
Since then I've used dicamba.
Right, okay.
And it sort of hasn't knocked it, but made it sick as well.
Right, okay. And well, what about if you tried this multi-turf?
Righto, yep.
Yeah, because Simon's recommends DART or multi-turf. So he did mine with DART because I only had clover. But try and get some multi-turf and see if that makes a difference.
Apparently, apparently Creeping Charlie is like a ground ivy.
Yeah, it's got a big, it's a bit bigger than the oxalis, a bit bigger leaf, but yeah, it's very similar, good ground covering and hard to kill. And
yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, let's spray. Let's give it a go with the multi-turf now.
Yeah, right, a multi-turf, is it?
Multi-turf it's called, yeah.
And where would one purchase something like that?
Where did
Bunnings
you get,
or?
Yeah, where did you get the DART from, Dave?
I forget the name of it now. It used to be Heritage Gardens.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, I would say they'd have multi-turf.
Yeah.
Right,
Give them a ring lot of gardening centres would have
yeah,
them.
Yeah, give them a ring before you go down, but you're not far from there, Dave, so it's lovely nursery to wander around anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Okay,
Every
so multi-turf.
Every time Mum comes home, I take her in there. She loves it.
Well, look, you'll have to tell your mum to tune in to us and give us some difficult questions.
I've been trying for years, but I said, Mum, get on the phone, download this app, and it's just too much for her because she's in her 80s now, but she still loves the gardening. And But I'd love her to get her onto this app every Monday. She'd love it.
But, Dave, I've got to tell your mum 80's not old.
No. Yeah, she doesn't do much gardening now. She's got two hip replacements, so Dad does most of the work.
Yeah, but she still had the interest, so tell her to listen to us.
She loves it, but people call her Don Burke.
Oh, do they? Well, he's an old timer now, but I did know him well at one stage, but he was an unusual chap. I won't say any more than that. Okay. Thanks for the call, Dave.
Multi-turf.
Multi-turf. Give us a ring back and let us know how that goes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Next, we've got Craig from Vasey. Hi, Craig. How can we help you?
Hello, Craig.
Hi, Judy. How are you going, Judy?
Very well.
I've been listening to it for a fair while now, and I'm on 5 acres, and I've got plenty of stuff I could ring you about. But one of the major things is I've just cut my Moraya hedge right down because it was getting too high to reach. So I've taken about 400 mil off it. But now I'm cut down into the heavy branches, like instead of just the light sticks, it's down into the heavier timber. And I just want to know if it's going to come back all right.
Craig, I'm pretty sure it will because it happened at my home recently. But it's waiting for the warm weather. But what you need to do is apply some cow manure to it. Cow manure?
Cow manure, yeah, right. Yeah. Then I did Google something and they said dynamic lifter. You can put dynamic lifter on it too?
Well, I'll tell you the difference, Craig. Dynamic lifter tends to be alkaline and Moraya's like acidic, which is cow manure.
Yeah, okay, then no worries. You've got some cow manure here.
Yeah, I thought you might have. That's why I suggested it to you.
It's a regular thing in our back shed, cow manure and potting mix.
Try the cow manure, definitely. But look, it'll be just waiting for a bit of warm weather to shoot again. I keep giving mine a big lecture because I don't like it being cut back as hard. But I didn't do it, Dave. Craig, I didn't do it. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Well, it's a shame you got to do it because it sort of takes that nice bushiness away from it.
It does.
They get away from you if you don't keep on to them.
They do. They do. But trust me, Craig, I didn't cut it.
So you're not to blame.
Not to blame. And I'm not going to mention on air who did, but I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy, but I'll just pump the cow manure into it and a lot of water. We're supposed to get rain again tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, which will be good for it. Yeah, okay. I'll put a bit of osmocote around the trunks too. Will that hurt it?
No, that won't hurt at all, but it's a bit slow, whereas the cow manure acts instantly.
Oh, okay then. No worries. Well, I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay, good luck with that, Craig. Let us know what happens. And right, I'll let you know what happens to mine as well.
Hope you're here for next week for the next show because your husband might be listening.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Judy.
Okay, darling, bye.
Bye.
You were going to talk about bugs.
Yes, definitely. Mm. Well, you know, last week I talked about emerging bugs, remember?
And you mentioned stink bugs.
Yeah, the weather's warming up, so they're coming out. So I wandered out on my front porch. And I've got a lovely potted Sasanqua camellia. It's called Hyrule, and it's been absolutely beautiful, covered in flowers. And I went out just to make sure the flowering was finished, and I'll give it a feed up. Guess what?
What?
Every leaf on that beautiful Sasanqua is cut in half. Cut in clean half.
What's doing it?
I don't know. I fossicked around because it's in a pot. And I had a good fossick around and I couldn't find anything there, no bugs or anything. But remember I said the bugs come out at this time of year.
Mm.
So it's about to get an application of David Gray's Systemic, which I'll put around the bottom, around the pot.
Yep.
And hopefully whatever those little devils are doing, they're going to die. hopefully.
Right.
Yeah, but I've never seen... I should have brought some in to show you, Amanda.
Mm.
Complete cut in half the leaf.
Yeah.
Every leaf.
Something with strong teeth?
Yeah, but couldn't find anything on the little thing.
So it wouldn't be a snail because snails leave little bites.
Oh, yeah, it's in a pot.
They? Yeah, okay.
It's in a pot, in a big, really big pot. And it just performed so well this year with the flowering. And I'm just absolutely devastated. Mm. So I've given it the David Gray's and let's hope. And then if that doesn't work, I just go out with something else and spray the whole tree over. But I think I need something systemic.
Or a security camera and you can catch it in the act.
Pity my Arthur didn't get up high enough to kill them.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. All so right. Anyway, but also I have citrus leaf miner. One of our listeners rang last week about it. And, of course, I went out when that happened with the camellia. I thought, no, I'll check the whole garden out. And guess what? I've got citrus leaf miner now.
So what do they do? Just eat all the leaves?
Yeah, eat the leaves. And anyway, so I've got the Comfidor on it, which should also eliminate those awful stink bugs. Now, it's a wonder we're not having people ring up about the stink bugs on citrus, because they are a real pest. Have you ever seen them, Amanda?
They're the bugs with, like, the flat back.
Yes, that's them. Yeah. Oh, and watch out, because if you try to, if you try to attack them, they will emit something that stings your eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, you've got to be a bit careful with them. That's why they're called stink bugs.
Yeah, because they don't – because I've been at the parks before and – they've landed on me. I'm like, what's this? But, I haven't smelt anything.
No, but they probably you haven't disturbed them enough, I'd say, yeah.
What, not running around flailing, going, there's a bug on me.
look, obviously all these insects are about to emerge, aren't they? So I thought we'd run through a few of them today.
Yep.
But I just mentioned again, the stink bugs will sting. So everyone be careful if you've got the stink bug starting.
This is Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. We've got Val from Aberglasson on the line.
Hello, Val. What can I help you with today?
Oh, Judy, just a quick one. I've got a beautiful big parsley plant and I'm wondering if I can cut it back. Do you think it'll still keep going?
Oh, yes, certainly, Val, particularly now the weather's warmed up. Don't cut it back too hard, though. Have you got any flourish or anything like that you could water over it?
Yes, I've got some sisal, and I'm planting the garden near, like it's in the garden that I want to replant, and I need to just cut it back. But it's just so big and beautiful, and the parsley is going to go to waste. But I just don't want to lose the plant.
No, Val, well, don't cut it back too hard, will you?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. But, parsley's pretty tough. It will keep growing, but I'd like to see that you just put a little fertiliser over it after you do it.
Okay, I will. That's a good tip. Thanks very much, Shirley.
Okay.
Just a quick one. Thank
you.
Yeah,
that's all right. Let us know if it survives. I'd hate to tell you cut it back and then it dies.
Yes, because it's such a lovely big plant.
Yeah, but I think the fertiliser you need to do after you do it.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's okay.
Thanks, Val. Bye. Okay, and we've got Peter from Patterson on the line. Hi, Peter. You were saying off air you've got a lemon tree and it's got swelling on the stems and you're not sure if it's a wasp.
I was told that it was because it's got quite a few stem swellings. And I was told that it was a wasp that injects something into the stems.
Peter, it sounds like you've got galla.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like you do have galla.
It's one of those, with them small potted lemon trees that doesn't grow big.
Oh, right, okay, a Meyer.
I have no idea.
Is it in a pot, is it?
Well, it was in a pot and it started putting a root into the ground, so I've replanted it. We look after it. It grows lemons and everything. It's got flowers at the moment. But it's got these, like, the swellings on the stems, like bark swellings.
Right, okay. Look, I'm pretty sure you've got galla, Peter, and you probably need to inject it to get rid of them.
So someone said you scrape it or something.
Oh, well, you could scrape it, but then you really need to get rid of them, don't you?
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be worrying the tree, but it just doesn't look nice.
Well, Peter, you know what? Tune in again next week and I might have a better answer for you.
Oh, okay. That'll be cool.
Yeah, definitely. Not a problem at all. I know what you're talking about, so tune in again next week.
All right. Thanks very much, Judy.
Okay, Peter.
Thanks Peter.
For the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And we've got Rosemary from Charlestown. Hi, Rosemary. How can we help you?
Hello. We've got a maidenhair fern. It's potted. And all of a sudden it's decided that it wants to die. It's very old. We've had it for a few years now. All the leaves have gone brown and it's needing help. So I'm just wondering whether I prune it back or it's gone forever. I'm not quite sure how to deal with her.
Okay, Rosemary, is it inside?
No, it's outside. It's in a nice, spawny, a nice sunny position.
Right.
On a balcony.
Right, okay. So have you kept the water up to it? You know, I know we've had rain.
Yep, it gets watered every second day.
Right, okay. Well, that shouldn't be a problem. That's what I give mine inside. But, you know, it may be getting too much water, but we have a listener that rings in and she burns hers when this happens, but I would not recommend you doing that. I'm sure, have you seen any insects on it? Any mealybug or something?
No, I haven't really been looking for anything like that, but I haven't seen anything on it that's obvious.
Yeah, well, look, I think you're doing the right thing, and you've had it for a while, haven't you?
Oh, yes, it's many years old.
Yeah, well, it could be just telling you it's old. It's had a lifespan, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
right.
But it won't hurt you to cut it back.
Okay.
And just keep the water up to it after that. Look, I always have my maidenhair inside, so, you know.
This one's always been outside, so it's not like it's new, but it has been moved.
Yeah, it's probably it's called old age, do you think?
Probably.
Sorry, I'm not being very helpful, am I?
No, that's all right.
But look, I would certainly cut it back and just apply some kind of very mild fertiliser, say some Flourish, to stimulate new growth.
See how we go.
Yeah, good luck with that, Rosemary.
Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. Okay, we've got Ivan from Musselbrook on the line. Hi, Ivan, how can we help you?
I'm just wondering about pruning my mandarin tree, when to prune it and how to prune it, and same as my avocado tree.
Right, okay. Well, you've got a bit of a double problem there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Why are you pruning the mandarin?
Oh, I haven't done it yet. I'm just wondering how and when to do it sort of thing, because it's finished fruit and just finished now.
It's finished fruiting, has it? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, look, I wouldn't be too carried away. You know, don't prune it too hard. Are you still getting frost up there at Musselbrook?
Nah, pretty well gone, I think.
Pretty well gone now,
day,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I'd prune it, that's for sure. No problem at all. But don't go too hard at it. And then make sure you fertilise it with citrus food.
Citrus food, yep. Not a problem at all.
Now, the avocado, he can be a real problem. And you've probably heard me talking about the wretches before. They don't always be a fruit, unfortunately. How's yours going?
No, mine's probably about 10 years old. I've got fruit probably 3 years ago. I got 50. And the next year I got about 4. And this year probably got half a dozen, maybe a dozen.
Right, okay. Well, why are you pruning it? Is it getting out of hand?
Yeah, I just trying to cut the top out of it so it grows out rather than up.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's understandable. Well, do that as well, but don't get too heavy-handed.
Yep.
Okay, I hope that helps you, Ivan, yeah.
No worries, not a problem. Thanks very much, though, Jude.
Okay, thanks, Ivan. Bye.
Bye. All right, bye.
Bye. Okay, last call. We've got Bev from Thornton. Hi, Bev. You want to talk about passion fruit vines?
Hi, ladies. Yeah, we've just come back from a month away and my passion fruit vine has gone berserk, but no flowers on it at all. Should it have flowers at this time?
Oh, look, it'll be waiting to get over winter, I think, Bev.
Okay. I just thought there might have been some little buds when it had grown so much while we've been away.
Yeah, no, you're lucky, aren't you? It's but we have had a lot of rain and it's also a lot of cold weather.
Yeah, no, it looks terrific.
Okay, and well, don't do too much damage to it. Just bear with it.
Yep, that's what I'll do.
Is it in the ground, Bev?
Yes.
Oh, okay, give it a little bit of cow manure.
Okay. And all my citrus has got curly leaf. They don't look very happy at all.
Yep.
Any suggestions for them?
Yeah, the best thing to do with that is the Confidor.
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 Okay.
Spray with Confidor. That's what I'm going to do to mine actually as well.
Will do. Thank you very much for your help.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Bev. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Now, Judy, we've got a couple of minutes left. You were going to talk about houseplants?
Was I?
Apparently. Potting plant, or have you already done it? Potting house plants.
No, I haven't. I'm only tricking you, Amanda.
Oh, God.
But I really want to say we were talking about using cow manure.
Yep.
So you need to fertilise hibiscus with the cow manure now too to stimulate flowering. And grevilleas that should be trimmed now, when they finish flowering, then fed with blood and bone.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll pick up on the houseplants next week.
Oh, you can keep talking about the houseplants.
Sure?
I've got
okay,
time.
Rightio, right.
When I give you that sign in with my hands, it means stretch it out. We've got a couple of minutes.
I thought you were telling me to
no,
buzz off.
That's the wrap it up sign. Just wave my hands around.
Okay, it's time to repot houseplants if needed. And when you do it, apply a slow-release fertiliser and kick-start them with green flourish.
Green flourish?
Green flourish.
Okay.
That's for the indoor plants.
Right. So what's for the outdoor?
Well, there's a lot of different flourishes and for different things.
Oh, okay.
So if you were doing vegetables, there will be a flourish for vegetables. Anything else there, Amanda?
No, you can keep going talking.
You sure you want me to?
Yeah, I do.
Okie dokie. Well, I think we've pretty well covered it today. A lot of questions and a lot of answers given. So.
Well, I've got a question quickly about my orchid.
Oh, yeah.
When's it supposed to flower?
When it recovers from what you did.
Oh.
But the other thing is, what about the orchid food? Have you been you have been doing that?
I put the soil on that you told me to put on.
Yeah, yeah. But that had fertiliser in it.
Right.
Yeah, but it's going to take a while to recover it.
All right.
Because I won't say in front of the listeners, but it was a pretty desperate looking
It was a bit desperate, but it was still alive. I kept it alive, so.
As long as it's being fertilised and looked after.
Okay. Well, on that note, we will go. Thank you very much, Judy. We'll catch up with you next week.
Next week. Bye.
Gardening Talkback, 2NURFM.